And welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, a bi-weekly audio program featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. And joining us on the line is the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. Mickey, how's your summer going?
Pretty nice in Vancouver. Can't complain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, same story here in Southern Ontario. Mickey, hot and humid, and that's just the way we like it. We're taking an updated look at how the precious metals market has performed. I believe as far as bullion is concerned, Mickey, last time we touched on gold was back in November. Year-to-date, a hot market, not only for gold, but also pretty much the precious metals right across the board.
Well, that's true, but let's first review what we said back in November. And the title of our program that day was Gold, How Low Will It Go? And, you know, I was pretty bearish on gold at that point in time. And sure enough, 4 days later, it hit a six-year low of 1051. A lot of that, as we discussed at the time, was due to the strong U.S. dollar. It was at 100 on the index at that point in time. But we had talked previously, or I'd written previously in October, about the seasonality of gold and predicted a rise in January, and that certainly happened.
Okay, and I believe where the metals are sitting today with the closing prices, Mickey, they're at the highest of the years, are they not?
Well, that's true. Gold did not close today at its high, but it hit intraday high of 1367, a two-year high, up 29% over the year. Platinum, intraday high of 1176, a plus two-year high, up 32% for the year. Palladium hit a one-year high today at 715, up 27% year-to-date. And finally, silver, the big performer, hit a two-year high today at 2057, up a whopping 48% on the year.
Wow, that's incredible. Why this huge, huge bounce off the lows, Mickey? At the same time, it's interesting to see that the equity markets have also been performing relatively well lately.
Well, they have. You know, we've hit all-time highs for the Dow and the S&P 500. NASDAQ is pushing territory only seen in the dot-com bubble in year 2000. But the precious metals had gotten beaten up so bad, you know, they all hit 5 to 6 year lows in December and January. So from that point of view, there was nowhere to go by up but up. And you know, things get beaten up, the pendulum swings too far one way. And part of the reason, of course, is hedge funds. They see these bottoms like this and they kind of all come in mass into the sector. So we had a, you know, a 5 year bear market for the metals, more or less. And so now we've come out of it, and it's the bulls are roaring right now.
And there's still a fair amount of economic uncertainty hanging over the world, Mickey. And also, we had that Brexit vote. Immediately on the heels of Brexit, gold jumped almost $60 an ounce one day. Brexit, for the time being, appears to have faded a little bit to the backdrop. But, I mean, this is an issue that has yet to be even felt a little bit. It's going to play out over the next few years. And one would assume, reading on the fears going into the Brexit vote, that what's ahead could help gold.
Well, I certainly think so. You know, one thing that gold is reacting to seems to be economic events right now, and to some extent political events. So the aforementioned Brexit, every time there's an FOMC meeting and old Yeller comes out and says she's not going to raise rates, which absolutely is not going to happen until well after the election. I said that back in May. But gold will jump. Gold jumped last week on very poor U.S. GDP numbers. It jumped a couple of weeks or 3 weeks before that on bad unemployment numbers. And then we have these U.S. elections pending. So all in all, that looks very positive to me for gold.
Okay. And all this price movement, Mickey, I believe, has put the gold to silver ratio standing at about, what, 1 to 65, 1 to 66 in that area? Well above its normal level.
Well, I wouldn't say that it's now well above its normal level. You know, it was 83-1 at the end of February, Robin. That is so unusual. Only 2 months since 1993 has the gold ratio, silver ratio been above 80. So we call that a strong buy for silver. Now, the 60-70 range is common. Okay. But so is 50 to 60, both at about 19% of the time since 1971. So from my point of view, that ratio is still can be lowered considerably, and that I think it still remains a buy signal, a weak buy signal for silver. But we would certainly look for that, say, 55 to 60 range at some point in the future. The other ratio, the one I'm more interested in right now, since silver came off that 83-1, that was just crazy. But the other crazy ratio right now is platinum to gold, and that was down to 0.75, a historic low in mid to late June. Now, that's since corrected. Today it was at 0.86, but let's also remember that since 1971, nearly 70% of the time, the platinum to gold ratio has been between 1 and 2. So this still remains a very strong buy signal for platinum at the expense of gold. So if you're going to buy precious metals right now, platinum is probably the one you want to take a look at.
Okay, Mickey, the gold-to-silver ratio, the gold-to-platinum ratio, pretty good indicators. I think you hinted that they are pretty good indicators as to how to trade the market.
Well, I think so, yeah. If you're going, and I'm not necessarily saying trade the market, because I don't really trade precious metals, but it just gives you an idea of what's undervalued with respect to the others. So right now, of all the precious metals, it looks to me like platinum is relatively undervalued to both gold and silver.
Okay, but as you mentioned off the top, Mickey, silver has been the one that really stands out as far as the percentage move year to date. Why is silver leading the pack? What's the big story there?
Well, I think what really happened, Rob, was gold led the pack, and then silver caught up. So, you know, we had these ridiculous ratios in January and February, highly unusual. You know, 2 months since 1993 with a gold to silver ratio greater than 81, and the last one was in the end of February. So silver just had some catching up to do, and that's really common in a bull market, that gold will lead us out of the bull market, especially amongst the precious metals, and you can argue in commodities. So gold leads, and then silver eventually catches up, and I think that's what's happened over the last couple of months.
Okay, and much more than gold, Mickey, silver is used in industrial purposes, uses a lot more than gold. Is there anything going on in the industrial landscape that gives silver a bit of a boost up? I know that there's been some stuff written about the demand for silver in the use of solar panels, which are becoming more and more popular. I don't know if that's one of the reasons, but
I tell you the truth, Rob, I don't think that has to do anything to do with it at all. There's certainly enough silver around, and when the price starts going up like this, you'll have people sell silver, physical silver, into that market. So the above ground stocks of silver are always very adequate for what the demand is, and it basically amounts to the precious metal part of that whole scenario, and that ratio gets out of whack, and it's going to correct. Doesn't stay that way very long.
Okay, indeed. Okay, the commodity prices have been on the rise higher. I know the gold equity portion of the TSX, the Toronto Stock Exchange, has been on fire. What are your thoughts just about how equity prices have moved?
Well, they've moved up considerably more than the gold prices have, and right now I have a strong opinion that gold stocks are overbought. Now, I'm not going to say they're not going higher, but they look, the gold explorers, developers, or advanced explorers and developers, but especially the gold miners, look very overbought to me right now. So I would tread cautiously in those markets. But what has happened is, as it starts with the majors, it started with the majors in January, it trickled down the mid-tiers, trickled down to the developers and the advanced explorers. So, you know, we get this trickle-down effect. So there's still lots of gold explorers out there that are undervalued. So that's probably my sweet spot right now in the junior capital markets.
Okay, and wrapping up, Mickey, it's been quite the ride in the precious metals market so far this year. Right now, though, we are sitting in the dog days of summer. How do you see the next month or so playing out?
Well, that's a big question. I don't really know what to say about that. You know, we've done all this seasonality of gold. We've shown probably 80% of the years you get this summer doldrums where the gold price hits a seasonal low sometime in July and August.
Right.
We had a slight dip in the last week of June, but it's been, for the most part, up since then. You know, one thing that's encouraging about these big moves up is that we've had over the year is they've been stepwise and somewhat orderly. So gold will go up, it will consolidate a bit, it will go down a little, and it'll make the next step up. What I do see is I see very strong downward resistance at that 1290, 1300 level.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we will test that in the month to come. Not convinced of that, but there is also strong upside resistance at 1380 to 1400. So we'll just have to see what happens. But I would tell people that if they do see these dips over the next month or so, that's probably a good time to buy.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up on that note, Mickey. We're going to try to get together again in a couple of weeks. Any ideas cooking right now?
I don't think so, Rob. We'll figure something about to talk about, and it will be about commodities.
Okay, indeed it will. Thanks very much, Mickey.
All right, thank you, Rob.
That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com, and you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.